This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This whole situation between Stephen A. and LeBron. Now, you all know, we talked about it weeks ago, when Stephen A. was at a Lakers game, confronted by LeBron, right, who basically Stephen A. owned. Hey, he came to me as a father to talk to me about his son.
And LeBron did it in a very LeBron way. LeBron's going to let everyone know what he's doing, kind of a showy way.
Okay, so that's where it all kind of, you know, started. So yesterday, LeBron went on the Pat McAfee show, and I just want you to hear one of the things he said. You can go look and check it out yourself, but I do want to let you hear this part of it before we play what Stephen A. had to say this morning. And now, believe it or not, Stephen A. has taken back one comment that he had put out there earlier today. But this is LeBron on his feud with Stephen A. Smith.
He's like on a Taylor Swift tour run right now.
Oh, yeah, we're watching it. Yep. We're awesome. Mm-hmm.
If there's one person that couldn't wait to the video to drop so you can address it, it's your ass. Like, seriously, he completely, like, missed the whole point. Never would I ever not allow people to talk about the sport, criticize players about what they do on the court. That is your job. But when you take it and you get personal with it, it's my job to not only protect my damn household, but protect the players.
Okay, so that was LeBron. And again, there's more stuff there, but that was the gist of it, why I did what I did. So Stephen A. responded this morning, Mike, to what happened yesterday. Before we get to our comments, I want you to hear this. This is there's three separate sound bites here. One is Stephen A. responding to LeBron, and then the last one is what Stephen A. would have done if LeBron had put his hands on him. But first, here's what he said first.
His ass lies a lot. And there's a lot of shady stuff that he does. And one of the things is his passive aggressiveness and the two-facedness and smile in your face and dig you behind the back. I happen to know that about him, which is why I don't like him. And he don't like me. But it doesn't stop me from being fair.
All right. There's a lot to unpack there. First off, you're putting yourself on the same level as a superstar athlete. And just real quick, because, you know, anytime that we go down this road, I always like to just preface by, yes, I would like to have Stephen A's job. I'd like to make, you know, $10 million a year from ESPN or more.
20.
Yeah, $200 million deal.
Yeah.
And I support everyone's hustle. But, you know, people, they raise to a position in the business, and they believe their own BS. They actually believe the stuff that comes out of their mouth, like Skip Bayless. You know, but for the grace of God, go I. We're very blessed. you know, you've got the national gig with CBS and you're doing TV, and I'm very happy that I've risen to where I've been from where I was, and this is where it basically ends for me. I'm going to be a local radio guy. It's cool. You know, some guys make it
to ESPN. Time out, though. It's a great job. And right. There are a lot of local cats that we know, including ourselves, who could be doing a lot more.
And that's
my
point.
But we have a great gig.
That's what I'm saying. It's great, and I'm happy, and believe me, you see what we're very blessed. Thanks for our audience for letting us live the lives we're living. But there's guys that get to this level, and they're so full of crap, and Stephen A. has now become one of those guys. He believes his own BS. He peddles BS. He is so full of crap, it's not even funny. He steps into areas he doesn't know anything about and bloviates on. I mean, like, I do my best to, if I make a mistake, I correct it immediately. If I get a fact wrong, he just trudges right on like Skip Bayless. And these guys get rewarded with bigger and bigger contracts. I think it's ridiculous. But anyway, Stephen A. better back this down, Carl, because he's going to really take a hit. This really kills his brand in so many ways.
So here's what else he had to say in response to what LeBron had to say on the McAfee show.
We ain't exchanging Christmas gifts. We ain't having Thanksgiving dinner together. What you bring your son up into there for? What you bring your family up in there before? You gonna go on Pat McAfee show, talk about you gonna protect your house. What you talking about? Your son ain't at the house. He's at Crypto.com Arena. We ain't covering him in Brentwood. We covering him in downtown LA at the Crypto.com Arena. Where you put him.
Now, fair enough. We said he put his son, Carl, in a very untenable position. But this is also about Stephen A. really in his feels that LeBron used a platform on his network of Pat McAfee to basically throw his stuff out there.
He is. And where he lives, what's that got to do with it? Seriously. Like, LeBron has earned everything he's got, but the idea that you throw it out there, well, it ain't your house in Brentwood. Well, who knew that? What does that have to do with anything? Like, this is why he's making it personal. And this is why I said I don't like the direction it's going.
Right.
So,
plus, he's doing it in his typical cartoonish, like, come on, dude. What are you doing? I mean, the whole over-the-top routine, it's just –
And by the way –
it's ridiculous.
Well, LeBron said, too, I don't mind you guys – he's talking about generally speaking. The media criticizing my game or whatever.
Right.
But that's why he said, but when you go after either my son or other players, I'm going to do my job to protect them. Last but not least, this is the comment that got everybody kind of going, all right, whatever. Stephen A. talking about he would have swung on LeBron when he was confronted in L.A. by him. Listen to this.
That man put his hands on me. I would have immediately swung on him. Immediately.
I mean, I'd have paid to see that beat down.
Now, he has said today that he knows he would have gotten his butt kicked by a 6'9", 250-pound guy.
Yes.
Okay? But the idea that just that alone was out there, and you're like, what did he just say? He was going to swing on LeBron? Yeah. It made people, the comedians around the country, everybody's going in on this. But the bigger thing today, Mike, was, and this is what bothered you, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We came here. We're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We're hanging out. We'll be here till 7, guys. Lots more of Falcon conversation to get to. We got a pair of tickets to go see Ghost. Stay tuned if you're a Ghost fan. But what got you going today is you saw somewhere where Stephen A. accused LeBron of not doing something or being at a funeral.
Yeah, Stephen A. basically says LeBron was not at the Kobe Bryant memorial after Kobe lost his life in the tragic helicopter accident. And then we found out, and I was like, whoa. When I first saw that, I was like, whoa, because a couple guys hit me up on text messages of, you hear what he said about LeBron. Well, LeBron was there, and there's LA Times articles, there's New York Post articles, Washington Post articles that said LeBron was there and requested he not be filmed because it's not about him. It's about the memory of Kobe Bean Bryant. So Stephen, now you're making stuff up, okay, and into an area where, you and I are big Kobe fans. You're a huge Kobe fan.
Yes, I am.
Kobe is, like, sacred to a lot of people, and I'm not the biggest LeBron fan. I'm a Michael fan, but I respect LeBron's game. But to throw that out there, that is, again, that's how petty Stephen A. Because Stephen A. basically, you got your pants pulled down on Pat McAfee's show. And now you're in your bag, so now you're just making stuff up.
So now, at 4:30, he has since come out and put out a social media post saying, I was incorrect. He was there. But I still stand by everything that else that I said.
Okay. Good for you, Steve.
So I guess that's his apology.
Yeah, that's you know, that's
I guess
just,
that's his apology,
that's
Mike.
That's the Dan Hurley apology.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But here's the deal. You should have never went there.
No.
You should have never went there. And that's the issue. that I'm having with all of this, for all the stuff we're talking about LeBron and how you may dislike him and you think he controls the league and he controls this, that, and the other, this is simply about one man feeling a certain kind of way who has a platform that he can talk bad about a guy every single day.
Right.
And this time LeBron has gotten the best of him and he doesn't like it. So now it's all this other little stuff. What does him have to being at Kobe Bryant's funeral have to do with anything that you guys have been talking about?
Right.
Somebody tell me. What's that got to do with it? But what you're trying to do is piss people off
because
by saying it, Mike.
And you and I were talking about this yesterday. You know, when we get into the classic MJ versus LeBron, you know, if you go in and you get into, like, the guys underneath his fingernails, LeBron has never put a foot wrong. You know, I mean, at the time, you know, the decision was unprecedented. He also raised money for the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah, it was a little tacky, but still. So, I mean, it's not like something, you know, he got arrested for. His life has been above board. Yeah, I don't like the idea of bringing your kid into the family business if he's not up there. The NBA should be a meritocracy. It should be based on your ability. But and that's fair game. If Stephen A. wants to keep it above board, as we have, that's one thing. But to go down that road and start talking about, you know, putting your, you know, he took it. He always takes it a step further.
Yeah.
Because it's always full of hyperbole, you know. And it's just now you're getting away from the facts. So, look, I just feel that in the media business, we do the best we can to get. We go with what we know. You always say it. We go with what we know. You say I don't start rumors.
I don't talk about them until, you know. I don't start rumors. I just talk about them once they're out.
If it's out there, it's in social media. But there, you know, there is something about being responsible. I know in this day and age, it's sort of become a race to get news out there, and there's so much nonsense and misinformation. You know, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know, but to me, it's just, you know, you've got a pretty lofty position. You know, where enough people around the country have bought into your BS, that your platform, you need to maybe handle it with a little more common sense and respect if I was Stephen A.